Before we begin, if you want to move in any way that feels good for you, if you want to stretch anything out or make any adjustments, feel free to sit or lie down in whatever way feels comfortable for you. If you'd like, you could close your eyes gently. Take a deep breath in and let it out slowly. Allow yourself to arrive and settle. Let your body do what it knows how to do. Slow down, relax, heal itself. And if you would like, you could bring your attention to your breath. Maybe you would even like to inhale deeply, filling your lungs, and then exhale fully, releasing tension. Perhaps you feel a rise and fall of your chest or your belly. Just notice the sensations of the present moment. Invite any thoughts to drift by like the clouds. And let the body relax. The word dukkha means stress or suffering in Sanskrit, and it's a fundamental concept in yogic traditions. We acknowledge it as part of life. And this perception of the world as frustrating is common across generations, across the world. We all experience challenges and discomfort. And recognizing this is the first step toward understanding, the beginning of the healing process. So you might recognize your own struggle in this moment. Or perhaps you can recall a moment recently where you felt your own sense of struggle. Maybe someone said something that annoyed you. Perhaps you felt some sense of shame for something you did. Whatever comes to mind will do. See if you can allow your feelings, acknowledge them without judgment. If you'd like, you could place a hand over your heart, another hand on your belly, and breathe into whatever you're feeling, allowing it to expand, and then offering yourself kindness and compassion. Remind yourself that it's okay to feel this way. How you feel is not a problem that needs to be solved or fixed. And next, you might visualize or remember a family member, a friend, or coworker that you care about. Imagine their challenges and frustrations. Recognize their suffering too, as part of this human experience. See if you can send them thoughts of warmth and understanding. You might even whisper in your heart, "May you find peace." Just like you, this person can be frustrated. You might feel the connection that binds you. Maybe you even notice your tender heart. You could also reflect on how suffering teaches resilience. Each challenge can guide us toward growth. So perhaps contemplate how challenges shape your purpose. can you embrace the lessons that emerge from difficulties? Maybe see suffering as a catalyst for empathy. In the yogic view, this way of thinking can lead to deep peace. Perhaps you can help cultivate a deeper understanding and see how suffering can motivate positive change. Maybe allow this understanding to inspire you. It can also be helpful to acknowledge the moments of joy in your day. Remembering that stress is part of the journey, but even amidst that stress, joy can arise. We can celebrate small victories and connections. Maybe simply sitting here now feels like some aspect of joy. Can you let gratitude fill your heart? Recognize that both joy and suffering coexist. Maybe you even can imagine what it would be like to embrace both struggles and joys. And then bring your attention back to your breath, back to this moment. See if you can feel the space around you. Maybe you can visualize your body in whatever space you are in right now. You could notice the physical sensations in your body, if anything might have shifted. Or perhaps you can acknowledge any insights that you gained during this pause in your day. And again, take a moment to express gratitude for yourself, people in your life, your shared experiences. And think about how you might carry any of these insights with you into your daily life. You might wiggle your fingers and toes to reawaken your body. Maybe take a deep breath in, filling your lungs fully, and exhale slowly, grounding yourself. And when you're ready, open your eyes gently.